In the last day of that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, said, Of a truth, this is the prophet. Others said, This is the Christ. But some said, Shall Christ come out of Galilee? Hath not the scripture said that Christ cometh of the seed of David, and out of the town of Bethlehem, where David was? So there was a division among the people because of him."
It's a message time now, and I've got the title, well, from the text, Rivers of Living Water. And we just got a snapshot from the ministry of Jesus. Jesus has just been completing a week of challenging teaching. It's near the beginning of Jesus' ministry. It's 1 or 2 years before the crucifixion and the resurrection. And Jesus is attending this traditional Jewish feast. It's one of the three occasions during the year where people, if they could, would make a pilgrimage to Jerusalem to be part of the festival. So Jerusalem was full to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles. And there's this procession that I described at the beginning of the reading there, coming from outside the city walls, the priest carrying water, heading towards the temple. And Jesus interrupts it, and he shouts out. So this isn't a mild comment, this is an interruption. The Greek says, he shouted out, he cried out, "If anybody thirst, let him come to me and drink." The whole crowd needed to hear this, and the whole world needs to hear it too, to believe that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Put aside the traditions, good as they are, put aside the religious ceremonies, Jesus is the way. It is eternal life that Jesus is declaring to the people. And this isn't a gift, a promise just in the future. This is a gift that is coming right now, personally, to everyone who puts their faith in Jesus. Out of their bellies shall flow rivers of living water. Right from the very centre of our beings, the Holy Spirit is waiting to flood out and make a difference and show God up. Show God, show who God is, point to Jesus. The very next verse here, verse 39, says, what is this rivers of living water? It's the Holy Spirit given to people who will receive it for the first time at Pentecost. It hadn't happened at the time of the reading. Jesus was full of the Holy Spirit. He received it at his baptism. He was full of the Holy Spirit without measure. So is Jesus interrupting the festival to say something new? No, because God's word is true from beginning to end, and Jesus is declaring something that Scripture had already talked about. It's just that it hadn't happened yet. When we're trying to understand Scripture, trying to understand our lives, we must go from the foundation that all of God's word is true. Everything that God has said will happen, will happen. We think of verses like, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." And the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Holy Spirit, isn't a new teaching of Jesus. In fact, when the Spirit was poured out on those early believers on the day of Pentecost, Peter had to remind people this is something that the Lord had already spoken about, the prophet Joel. Peter said these words, "Fellow Jews, and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 a.m. No, this is what the prophet Joel had already spoken. I'll just read it. Joel wrote, "In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy." What is this word, prophesy? I think I spoke about it a month or so ago. Should we be doing it? Can we prophesy? What is it? Well, I declare this morning that prophesying is simply declaring the great things of God to people. To declare the truth of God to other people. How much he loves us, and how great are God's works to those who trust him. I also want to say that what Jesus is talking about, the gift of God to us human beings of the Holy Spirit, it's not a private mystical experience. Many New Age people worship internal experiences. I had a very meaningful mystical experience. The gift of God is not self-centered. It flows out to others in an unstoppable stream of love and power. Well, that's the message of Jesus to that crowd, and our message today. How was Jesus' dramatic interruption and information received at the time? Well, the end of our reading tells us Jesus brought division among the people. And our reading says there were three different reactions that people had that day. And we can recognize them today. And it's useful to know the kind of reactions that people are likely to have to the news of Jesus. It's helpful for witnessing. Don't be surprised. First reaction, quite common today still, verse 40. Jesus was very special, a great teacher. And the people with Jewish background thought he might be the great prophet that Moses announced in Deuteronomy 18. "The Lord thy God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among you, from your fellow Israelites. You must listen to him." And in popular culture, the idea of there are certain wise people have been sent or appear through the ages that give very good teaching. Jesus is much more than a wise teacher. So that group of people weren't correct. The second group of people there simply believed. They said, this is the Christ, this is the Messiah, this is the person that God said he would send to save the world. The one chosen by God. They were right. We should be like them. And then the third group, and they're still around today, were religious people. They considered themselves experts on scripture and holy writings. And they looked at the detail. They'd gone into the detail and they asked quite correctly, how can the Messiah, the one chosen by God, the one we read about in the prophets, how can he come from Galilee? It distinctly says here, it's written that he comes from David's descendants and the town of Bethlehem. So was there anything wrong in what they thought? Well, they'd read those scriptures correctly. Jesus did come from Bethlehem. But they were missing vital information. They thought they were experts, but they were missing the vital bit. They didn't recognize Jesus. And they were so proud in their own knowledge that they thought what they knew was everything that they needed to know. Their minds were shut. They were not open to recognizing Jesus. And what a tragedy. Jesus was standing in front of them that day and they did not recognize him. Jesus, the source of all that we need, we're thirsty, dried up, come to Jesus. However much in the wilderness we might feel we are, Jesus will show us the way. See, I'm preaching Jesus this morning. He's the one we're remembering today in our service at the communion. As we move towards our communion, let's appreciate and feel blessed that we know that Jesus fulfills these words of scripture from Isaiah 43. Isaiah wrote, forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. The wild animals honor me, the jackals and the owls, because I provide water in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland to give drink to my people, my chosen, the people I formed for myself, that they may proclaim my praise. Lord, we proclaim your praise this morning. Let's come fresh to Jesus and drink of the living waters, because we're also going to look forward later in the service in a hymn to that other great day that will come when Jesus returns to judge all things, to restore and to make all things new. Amen.